Delaware Attorney General Kathy Jennings says her approach to reducing gun violence while advocating for justice for all will earn her a second term. But challenger Julianne Murray says the incumbent has been soft on criminals. More from WHYY's Chris Barish.
Republican Julianne Murray paints a picture of a Delaware where armed criminals get gun charges dropped and are released on low bail. Prosecutors are at odds with police, and the AG makes decisions based on politics, not the law. She points to a 2020 case during the George Floyd protests where Jennings dropped disorderly conduct and other misdemeanor charges against 22 protesters near Dover. Police groups had criticized Jennings.
I realized that there was a broken relationship between the Department of Justice and law enforcement in this state. That was a political decision that she made. Riding the political wave nationally in the height of the defund the police movement, you know, cops are bad.
Democrat Jennings defended her decision to exonerate the protesters more than 2 years ago.
People who were not charged with any violent crime. They were charged with the lowest level charge in our state, which is disorderly conduct. If those prosecutions had gone forward, it still would have been a city divided on itself because the community was upset, the police were upset, and we needed time to heal.
The Delaware FOP and the State Troopers Union are endorsing Murray, but Jennings says it's nonsense to say prosecutors and cops aren't on the same page. She points out that gun violence is lower this year statewide after a 2021 that saw Wilmington set a homicide record.
That doesn't happen unless we are lockstep with law enforcement in this fight against violence.
Jennings held a 13-point lead in a recent University of Delaware poll in a state where Democrats hold a nearly 2-to-1 registration advantage over the GOP. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.